Oh, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Well,
Merry.
If it isn't my two favorite podcasters, Bird Orchest and Clark Campett. I hope you boys have been good this year. I haven't checked my list yet.
Trying to be good.
Let me get that out.
We're trying to be good. We ran into some crack problems.
Yes, you've both been very good boys this year.
Good.
Wow.
Clark Campett, you've done a wonderful job keeping your horniness levels to a minimum on the show.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
He has.
And you also did me a huge favor by killing that road toad. That thing takes slays down like you wouldn't imagine. Anyway, Clark Campett, for you, I've gotten you a brand new volleyball.
Oh, hey.
I know that you and Real Bird haven't connected since you moved here after the studio was
burned down,
so I'm sure you're hankering for the game. So I figured I'd get you something productive.
Thank you so much,
Enjoy
Santa.
It.
That's it, Santa. What about me?
Wow.
Yes, and you, Bird Orchest. You've done a comparatively less good job not being horny on this podcast, and I don't think I haven't noticed.
True. Yeah.
But you were a very good boy for saving Aaron when he got bricked in the head by those communists.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
So I'm going to do you a big favor, buddy.
I got you
a book. I know you like books.
I love books. I do.
How to Stop Smoking Crack Cocaine by Todd Gibson.
Oh.
Enjoy it.
You really
need some help.
This is a real book?
Anyway, boys, I thought there was a third of you.
Yeah, Aaron.
Oh, yes, that Aaron character. Well,
hey, Bert,
he's certainly not on my good
any more stepped on?
Oh my God!
Jesus, Aaron! Aaron!
What the hell,
Aaron? Did you just shoot Santa?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God,
you just shot
Aaron.
Santa?
I just
want
to have a regular Christmas.
Oh, fuck.
He's bleeding all over the place.
I'm sorry. I was aiming for center mass.
We gotta get this guy to the hospital. We gotta get him in the car.
Yeah.
Bert, I'm gonna take all the crack cocaine in the house. I'm gonna take his sack, and I'm gonna deliver all the presents, all the ones that he hasn't delivered yet. I'm gonna get to him.
I'm just gonna go get the crack real quick. I'll be back in the morning.
Let's get him to the hospital.
Bronx Hospital. Where is it? I'll look it up.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, we gotta go.
You will ruin
get him in the
car. Day. You will rue it!
Hey, Aaron, what's your favorite candy bar?
My favorite candy bar?
Favorite candy?
Yes.
100 grand.
Wow. Oh, wow.
100 grand.
I have to Google that because I've seen them.
Does.
Yeah, let's take a look. Oh my God. Formerly known as the $100,000 bar.
Wow, lame.
Hell
lame
yeah.
Marketing.
No, that's pretty. No, dude. that's way better than 100 grand bar, the $100,000 bar.
I'm not into it.
No? Oh man. In the mid 1990s, Greg Opie Hughes and Anthony Cumia, DJs on Boston's WAAF FM, promoted
Wait, Anthony Cumia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Promoted a giveaway of 100 grand before finally realizing that the prize was a 100 grand bar rather than $100,000.
Oh, wow.
That's like the Toyota.
What's in it?
Yeah, right.
It includes chocolate, caramel, and crisp rice. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Right. They're amazing. I mean, as far as like a candy bar, I'm not a huge like candy bar guy, but...
Well, me neither, Aaron, and actually the reason that Bird was asking you that is because I'm not either. I'm not a big sweets guy, but the last week I've been going bananas on sweets, and I've got myself some Reese's sticks in front
Ooh,
of me.
Ooh, those are good.
Dude.
He's a gay Reese's.
Yeah. So you're a gay fish.
You know what I got? You want to know what I got, Car?
What's
that? I got a nice tall glass of eggnog.
Oh! Dude, I'm
You got that from the bodega down the street?
No, I just the grocery store. Actually, it is kind of a.
Where are you getting
farm,
grocery
like
store money when you're selling all of our shit for crack money? Where are you getting the grocery store money?
I mean, the copper just kind of finds itself.
You keep finding copper, and you don't share the money that you find.
I think I saw him rooting around next door.
That's because
he's
I find
been going
it.
Outside of the borders of the confines of our studio here. So I guess that's how he's getting it. But What are you?
Normally you have
with?
To like show your license and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I spiking that nog up with?
Yeah.
A little bit of rum, spice rum.
Okay. That's
very
fair.
Nice. Very nice.
That's fair.
What other things can you spice an eggnog up
just
with?
Just nogging it up.
Maybe some.
It up, Well, that's good. I need to get some. I usually make homemade eggnog every Christmas, and I have not done that yet this year, but I'm planning on it. Maybe I'll do that here for Christmas Day. I'm not sure.
You're going to put it in that vat that we have in the corner? I'm not sure what's in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
The corner
vat? I've got to empty it out. Empty it out. I don't know if I'll clean it, but I'll empty it out at least.
Hey, what? Is that a... Oh, shit. My phone just went off.
Your phone just went off?
Yeah, I got a voicemail. Let's check this out.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's from Derek.
Wait, yeah, what's going on?
Let's
He's gonna bitch and whine, isn't he? The studio is a mess.
You have one new voice message. First voice message.
Fuck you. Hey guys, it's Derek and Davey. Remember us? The guys you fucked in the ass with your lies? Why didn't you tell us that the studio evidently caught fire? I thought all that shit was a fucking joke for your stupid show. I don't know, you've been so hard to get a hold of. Luckily, we got your phone number off this fucking delinquent power bill that you left us on this weird goopy hole here in the studio.
No, dude, fuck that. This is not a fucking studio.
Yeah, that's true.
There's piss and shit all over the goddamn place.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to choke out some fucking homeless midget hooker to just get her to shut the fuck up.
They let a woman in their studio.
What the fuck is even going on?
I wouldn't wish my worst enemy to stay in this place for 5 seconds.
You guys fucking made us look like fucking complete retards.
Yes, you did.
Dude, fuck you guys. You said the studio will be in acceptable condition. This is not acceptable.
I paid good money for this.
I had a feeling this was a goddamn terrible idea. I told Derek, $40 is way too cheap for a fucking entire podcast and a goddamn studio. He didn't listen. Of course he didn't listen.
I know.
Derek never listened.
Whatever, man. We don't have to get onto this right now, okay? There's shit, there's piss, broken glass everywhere. Anyway, guys, this deal is over. Davey and I want our $40 back. You can keep your shitty Microsoft Paint art, your goofy fucking theme song. Just call us back or we'll call you again.
No, you guys better fucking call us back. Because I swear to fucking God, I'll go to goddamn fucking New York, hunt you motherfuckers down, we'll spend the fucking $1,000 to go get our goddamn fucking $40 back.
They found Felicia.
Sounds like they're not enjoying the studio.
No, I guess our office assistant survived. Felicia survived. I don't think she's technically a midget. I'm pretty sure she's just on the short side.
Yeah, that's really categorizing people in certain ways. I'm not a fan of that.
Pretty sure she's almost...
Yeah, maybe she's legally classifiable, but I don't think it would be a good thing to use that term to denigrate her.
Perhaps. And the goopy hole, that survived the fire. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I can't believe the shit on the walls didn't cake up. That's good.
Wild.
Very
wild.
Good.
Well, really hopefully, good.
Thanks for the $40, boys.
Yeah, thanks
really
for the $40,
that.
Boys. Hopefully that just kind of resolves itself and we don't really have to... We don't really have to deal with anything there.
Right? They're not going to be able to find us.
I can barely find the studio myself whenever I leave it.
Man. They do not seem happy with the beautiful studio we gave them.
They do not. But, like I said, great to hear Felicia survived, the goopy hole survived. Maybe they can rebuild something off of that. I don't know. She was a pretty good admin assistant.
I agree.
Hey,
she
Bird.
Was great. Yeah.
Bird, can you pass me 10 of those $40 along with the lighter?
See, here's something that I wanted to bring up is, I was going to say, I was kind of proud of Aaron. I thought he had been kind of knocking down the crack addiction a little bit over the last week. As we all know, he's been
up
with the night sweats a little bit. So have you just been hiding it? You've been telling me that you were knocking it off, but you've just been hiding it.
I'm a fully functional crack addict. Like I can still perform basic math.
Definitely a crack addict. You know, I don't know how functional.
I can review my finances.
In any case, is anybody...
Pretty easily since...
I'm not doing as well with the crack. It's been 1 week since I started smoking crack, and I've already developed bronchitis.
That's right. As everybody can probably hear, Birdo's got a little case of the bronchi, so I'm going to be steering the ship today. I'm going to be steering
You
got to
smoke
today.
That right out.
That's what I'm trying to do. You know, I messaged somebody today. Han, shout out to you, Han. I messaged her about making hot toddies because I don't know how to make them, and I hear they're good when you're sick. So she gave me a whole recipe, and I made it, and it was delicious, but honestly... The crack is opening me up a little more. Just a little more.
Yeah.
It's helping.
I think at some point we're going to need to address the crack addiction that we all share. At some point. I'm not saying now. I'm not saying today. I'm not saying in the next 30
week?
Minutes.
Two,
Over
two
the
weeks?
Course
yeah,
of time,
I'll,
we're going to have to wean ourselves
think
off
about
the crack.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some, maybe later.
Uh-huh.
It's really my only source of dopamine right now.
Well, in any case, boys, we've got a couple... couple things that happened in the last week. I would say that this week is a little bit less chaotic since the last time we recorded than the prior installment, the prior week,
yes,
for which we released an episode last week. But this week did come with some interesting things. First and foremost, that printer's going
cash. Oh yes.
We got a big stimulus bill, fellas, and it just went to the Congress, and I think it just got passed the last few hours here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of recording on this great Wednesday, Weird's Day.
Yeah, of course, on this great Weird's Day. Now, has anybody?
So, how much crack money are we getting?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm
$1,800.
That's what I'm getting to. Ding, ding, ding. Has anybody gone through the details of this stimulus package? Because
yes,
I have an article pulled up from Zero Hedge. Now, Zero Hedge, you got to take with a little bit of a grain of salt. However, I would say reporting on current actual events that are verified events.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. Now, they will claim that there is an asteroid just about to strike your dick within the next 4 minutes that will cause the global bond market to collapse. Now, in that territory, they get a little bit, they have artistic license. But in terms of reporting on the exact events that are published today, I find them to be within the realm of reason, particularly when compared to other news networks. Would everybody agree with that?
I haven't seen the reporting, but I'm sure it is because it's all out in the open now.
Yes. So today, and I don't know if this is officially passed, but I think it looks like it's going to be passed.
Yeah, it's about a surety. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a $900 billion stimulus package that is going to go through Congress. Now, first and foremost, I want to say I'm a little bit irritated that they didn't just round it up to a cool trilly.
Yeah, me too.
me too. Even if it was just $100 billion going nowhere, like just for round number's sake, it is pretty irritating to me.
Do you know that it was $908 billion?
Originally,
I think they exercised great restraint, actually.
Yeah, very.
Mitch McConnell. So,
the impetus was there to be like, guys, come on, let's just do a trillion. And, you know, cooler heads prevailed.
Wow.
Aaron, a trillion. They were talking about 3.5 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that what the Democrats wanted?
Actually, economists, and I use that in quotations because I can't tell you who, because it was several, were like, if you don't pass anything less than 4.5 trillion, this country will not recover.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true or not true. And the idea of recovery is temporary anyway.
Right. Yes.
But this is like everybody's pissed. Like, I don't know how it happened, but like there was one day where we were talking about getting small business liability, unemployment checks, you know, all the stuff where you'd go, okay, maybe the people who can get back on their feet and get jobs again. Now they've eliminated small business liability. They've eliminated support to states, which means that corporations within states don't even get any support, so those businesses aren't growing. But they're giving everybody $600.
They're giving everyone $600, baby.
It's not 600
wing wangs for your troubles.
It's not everyone. It's everyone, but it's us.
Yeah.
That's a good little pile of crack, though.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, that's crack that we wouldn't otherwise have.
That is
how
a
much
great
crack that is for $100.
How much crack in stimulus bucks? Bill? Have you also
addiction
noticed?
Have you
noticed how our lives, in terms of our relationship with crack, has somewhat been mirroring the government's lives in relationship to money?
Oh yeah, it's a nonstop party.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Great.
In 2000,
hopefully it doesn't
end, get enough.
Won't. Yeah.
Vice won't reported that an average of $60 per grams for crack cocaine, and $225 per day for a crack addiction in Canada.
In Canada.
I don't know. I guess because it was Vice, they did
that's
one.
It's probably based on one guy who's addicted to crack in Canada.
Oh my God, listen to this. As such, an individual suffering from a crack cocaine addiction could spend as much as $82,000 a year on a drug. And guess what? That's underneath the $90,000 limit for your $600 to get on that stimulus check.
Booyah.
Booyah. We're in. No, we're good. We're good. Yeah. We have, by this estimate, now gained almost three more days of crack.
It's a wonderful life, man. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. That takes us through Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I can't wait to move on from scrapping everything to pawning everything.
I can't frankly wait for that either. because the scrapping is noisy and bothers me.
Taking all our equipment to a pawn shop is nice and quiet.
It is a lot quieter and probably more successful. So I'm going to take you through a couple of the things that are to be a part of this stimulus bill,
yes,
as reported by Zero Hedge. Now, the Zero Hedge has summarized, you know, they're posting screenshots from Twitter. So basically, here's the deal. The text of this bill was only released a few hours ago. And so really, we're kind of on the bleeding edge here. So there's going to be maybe perhaps some inaccuracies that'll get cleaned up on the back end. But basically, everybody's getting eyes on this for the first time right now with us. So, you know, here it is. Yep. People are posting screenshots from what I assume is the appropriations bill and then the Twitter account. So first and foremost, of course, we've got to send $3.3 billion to our friends over in Israel, right?
Of course.
Yeah, they need that. They need that.
The government is sending more money to a foreign nation in the Middle East than it's sending to the individual states that make up the union.
Incredible. Incredible
it
stuff.
It is. Incredible truly. Stuff.
Now, here, $453 million to the Ukraine. That's great.
Oh, to those Nazis.
Yes, to the Nazis in
the
Ukraine.
So we're sending it all to all kinds of places.
Interesting.
All different kinds of Nazis, it seems.
Oh, we're buddy boy, we're on the tip of the iceberg right here. $10 million for quote-unquote gender programs in Pakistan.
Wait a minute. Yes. What?
I'm going to read. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm gonna read the screenshots from the Twitter from the appropriations bill. So assistance of the funds appropriated under Title III of this act. Oh God damn it! I accidentally scrolled down. Jesus H.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's that crack.
Of the funds appropriated under the Title III of this act that are made available for assistance for Pakistan, not less than $15 million shall be made available for democracy programs, and not less than $10 million shall be made available for gender programs.
Delightful. Wow.
$1.3 billion to Egypt, $700 million to Sudan, $133 million. You guys remember this country called Nepal?
Yeah, why? What?
Including for development and democracy programs. Gotta love that. Democracy programs.
What the hell?
Now,
this is the stimulus package?
This is the package that just passed today.
This is not their funding bill. Their government funding bill that they needed to pass the stimulus. This is the actual stimulus.
No, this is the stimulus bill. I'm sorry. I just saw that on a tweet or according to this tweet. Yeah. Okay. So let me.
That's nuts.
$700 million to Sudan, $1.3 billion to Egypt. Let's see. $85.5 million to Cambodia,
$1.4 billion. How much to Italy?
That's a great question. Maybe we'll get there. $1.4 billion for an quote unquote Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, and 130 covered Nepal. Let's see, $135 million to Burma. And I like,
dude,
that
these are all East Asian countries, and you know exactly why, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So this is no good. This is very bad, actually.
Yes,
this
yes.
is gearing up for stuff.
Especially,
oh, wow.
Probably the Nepal one might be the most concerning. Let's see, $4 billion for Navy weapons procurement. And there's your boys in blue.
So this is a fucking military funding bill.
$2 billion for Space Force. $2 billion for Air Force missiles specifically. $4 billion for Navy weapons procurement. $208 million to upgrade the Census Bureau's computer systems. That's good. Did we just have a census? We don't have another one for 10 years, right?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they were running Windows 95 still.
Well, that's true, but what are they going to be? If they upgrade them now, and then in 10 years would they need them, what are they going to be running?
Jesus.
$40 million for the Kennedy Center. And
Windows
funding
XP.
And funding to discourage teenagers from drinking and hooking up, which is just great to be paired with the Kennedy Center. That's so good.
How much money?
That was $40 million.
You get $40 million to tell kids to stop fucking and drinking?
Yes, and also the Kennedy Center.
Guys, I don't know what more to tell people who are listening to this podcast than get a job in government.
$193 million for federal HIV/AIDS workers to buy cars and car insurance overseas and a feminist museum. And I actually read through the text on that. That's all
legit. Are those attached?
Yes, they're part of the same like section.
The AIDS thing and the feminist museum are attached?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Huh.
Well, I don't have AIDS or feminism, so it doesn't help.
I don't have feminism.
Roughly the same thing.
You have AIDS?
Let's see.
Well, Fauci might be able to help you.
Oh, here, you're going to love this one. Aaron, you're really going to love this one. This was actually being hotly debated on Twitter outside of the context of the stimulus package the other day. Funding for a commission to educate consumers, quote, about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers for flammable liquids near an open flame.
Stop it. What? This is why people aren't getting more checks or more unemployment money.
Yes.
Because of this?
It's fantastic. I mean, honestly,
dude, and you're not naming small numbers. It's a $900 billion package. You just named about $300 billion of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. I mean, this is sort of that thing where, as insane as it is to read, you have to hope that people who wouldn't otherwise be inclined to agree with people like us have to be reading this and at least thinking, yes, this is insane. You know, I mean, as we've been seeing a lot of kind of what used to be middle of the road conservatives or perhaps like kind of Trumpers and stuff like that start to turn a little bit on the cops, particularly when they're shutting down businesses. I don't know. I feel like this is kind of a win in some weird way for us. Like you can't look at this.
It is.
And
long term wise, it is.
Yes, you can't look at this objectively. Some people won't look at it objectively. Fine. But like you can't look at this and say, yes, the government is out for the working class, the middle class American. They're not out for you, your benefit.
Well, of course, Pakistan is an ally of ours and they're going to be very helpful to us.
Yeah. The absolutely. Material condition of Pakistanis is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would literally prefer to give Pakistan $0. Mm-hmm. $0.
Mm-hmm.
None. No of it. None of it.
Yes.
No money. After the whole Osama bin Laden thing, go like, you know, put your thumb up and be like, thank you, boys. We're going home. No money.
Yep.
And just leave.
Later, skaters.
Bye. See ya.
Have fun with the Quran or whatever. Later.
Thanks for helping us set up that movie set.
Yeah.
This is why I'm desperately trying to appeal to our audience of, you know, libertarians and caps, whatever, to just entertain the idea that we might have more affinity with other branches of radicalism than we do with, you know, normie conservatives, normie progressives.
I mean,
we have 1%.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of there's a lot to be said for it. And, you know, it's. I don't think that anybody but the most resolute, steadfast, like bootlicker can look at that with anything but just like, what the fuck? Like, what is anybody doing here?
Like, what do I have to give you other than what you just read to get you to buy?
Right, exactly.
To
if not this,
and by the way,
if no not this, buy what?
In. And by the way, I am doing a little more reading here. Washington Post. This is from the 22nd of September. Talking about the CARES Act, the one that they passed already.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how $1 billion was given to the Pentagon for body armor, jet engine parts, and dress uniforms.
Cool.
So this is not even the first time that the war machine has been like, hey, you guys are printing some cash?
Quiche. We're listening.
Dude, and you know what the difference is? That was a $3 trillion package.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if those dress uniforms are for the Space Force.
Maybe.
Oh, would the Pentagon be the ones who get that stuff?
Oh, didn't they?
I don't know how they're going to organize
yeah,
that.
I don't know.
Is it going to be under the DHS or is it going to be under
it.
Like?
I'll
the,
keep going. Go ahead.
I'm not sure, but I did one thing that did happen this last week. I'm pretty sure it happened this last week, Aaron. I'm not sure if you saw this, but they came up with the actual name of Space Force employees. Not soldiers, not
guardians.
Sailors, but guardians. Like,
no.
It's just, dude, I literally almost want to just go join the Space Force just for the bit, like just to go see what the hell I would
Why
be doing.
Why can't they be called spacemen?
Spacemen.
Why was that hard to
I don't
do
know.
Spacemen?
I don't know.
Like, we call them airmen and
Why
seamen. Why can't they be called spacemen?
The Navy and Air Force.
Well, because those organizations are old hat. Okay. And they're never going to advance. And our fucking country is never going to get anywhere as long as we keep giving money to useless organizations like the Navy and the Air Force. We should be giving all of our money to Space Force. It's a new project. We're always talking about this. New projects, right?
Can you imagine?
It'd be great.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Can you imagine just bellying up at a smoky, what do they call it, the Foreign Legion bars? And in 50 years, and people are trading war stories. Like, what were you? You know, I was Army 101st Airborne and the Space Force.
Insane. Like, what? Just insane.
Yeah.
Dead.
Had my first deployment to fucking Omicron Persia.
Yeah. Did I?
Dude, I hate the idea that like the government just created a whole new class of men who are going to be getting laid for their jobs, and yep. I'm still sitting here unemployed.
Right.
Hate it.
Yeah, but you got $600, man.
Yep.
Yeah, $600.
Not bad.
You're right.
Not bad.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, $600 worth of Satoshis is what I got,
right,
personally.
Yeah, exactly. Are they going to be taxing these? I really wonder if they're
they are. Oh, people are in for a fucking nightmare when they realize that every single dollar that was given to them, including unemployment and stimulus, are taxable.
Oh, man, that's actually great. I think that's great. That'll be...
Oh, it's great because nobody's going to pay it. I agree.
Or
it's
going to
be literally impossible.
It's one more thing that they're going to be like, well, wait, what? Like, you're taxing
yes.
the money that you're giving back to me because I can't work because you said I can't work?
Yes.
Oh, they better pass another stimulus.
Uh-oh, yes. Another $2 trillion to Israel in the Space Force.
And, you know, some tax relief for...
And a couple wing wangs.
We'll give them $80 million.
And a couple taxable wing wangs for the peasants.
I literally hate how if you Google Space Force, you go on the Wikipedia, you go founded 20th of December 2019, what country, United States, what type of organization? Space Force. They don't have a yep. word.
Right.
They don't have a word for what it is yet. I'm telling you, this is new.
You know what's wild, too? Israel is not going to be taxed on that money that they just got.
And no fucking
every
way.
Single person in the United States who has been disallowed to work is going to be taxed
no fucking
on their
way.
Quote-unquote relief.
We live in a fascist state,
it's
and
wild.
I don't know how to explain that to people in any no. other way than what we're doing on this podcast right now.
Just
that we live in a literal
hey man,
fascio-communist
it's just
nightmare.
Late-stage capitalism, bro. Right.
I'm okay with saying that. I'm fine with saying that, because at least it's late-stage. at least if it gets worse from here, everybody's going to have to start looking around and going, what? What?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when are your taxes due? I wouldn't know.
April 15th?
Yeah, when that comes around, people are going to be very upset. Because the people who got the most money are the people who will not be working in 4 months.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know. Wow. All I know is I'm
start with
fine.
Wage garnishment.
Yeah, here's Aaron dragging us back into the real economy.
Oh, my God. It's just going to all be wage garnishment and socialism, and everybody's going to be going... Well, the government now needs to institute taking more money out through taxes from your paycheck, and nobody's going to notice it first, and then 10 years later.
You know what?
Man, we're staving off some fucking wave, huh?
Oh, dude. It's
you feel it, right?
Yeah,
like, this is becoming almost unmanageably bad.
It's
like, we are, like, I'm not a person who likes to participate in any of this stuff, but, you know, as a political science major, I'm fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to be living through what really feels like 14. Like, we're
yeah.
right at the precipice of
yeah.
the monarchy is about to get toppled over. And I don't know if this is literally the case, but something.
Some sort
has
of reorganization
to
has to. Yeah, because so, this is.
Oh, you mean like a great reset, right?
Bird, if yeah. you keep talking like this, I'm going to have to stop.
Getting all riled
it
up.
Doesn't,
I'm gonna,
it doesn't
I'm gonna
make
to go,
me
go away.
Orange, man. It doesn't make me. It doesn't put me in the orange zone.
No.
No, man. It doesn't because, like. People who really need this shit don't have the ability to fight for it. So it's just sad. Like, it's just sad.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this, is that humans are expendable.
I'm just kidding. I'll consider the argument.
Go on,
I'll really consider it.
I was figuring I might send Aaron into the room. No. I think we're going to need, we have to get, from A to B, like there is like this whole thing, whatever this is,
we have to get yes,
to
it has to.
I mean,
we have to get from reset to great,
and so yes, and so it's gonna yeah. happen. Like this is the way that I view. Like I'll say, for example, I saw people painstakingly argue over and over and over again for like a week and a half about student loan debt, and it's like. Guys, you understand that whatever's going to happen is going to kind of happen. And it doesn't really matter what your
yep.
opinion is on it. There is no way out that's
no.
good. It's just going to, like, something is just going to happen. And there's no point in arguing
no,
about it.
No.
None.
And
zero. Like, if, except for, like,
if I could give, like, a slight bit of hope, I don't think the vast majority of people like us are even going to be largely affected by the change. Like, I think...
Probably not.
You know, the best, most... you could think about Germany. I've been doing the thing with Dutch where we go through the Russian Revolution. We did a little pit stop in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Talk about this guy, Willy Munzenberg, who ran the propaganda arm of the German Communist Party. This guy... grew up in Weimar Germany after the crash, after World War One, and it is well known. The guy reports about it. Everybody reports about it. Frank Horrigan, I think the guy's name was an American guy who went over there who was like, Germany is the most fun that it's ever been in ever, was post-World War One, post-economic collapse. So for the purposes of this podcast, we will be doing great.
What? Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Why was that? Why did he say
the culture blew up? Because nobody gave a shit. Because money was valueless. There was no laws being enforced. Everybody just did what they wanted to do. So for the purposes of this podcast, it's going to be fantastic. We'll do fine.
I think I'm very optimistic. I mean, basically, the way that I kind of look at it is that there, you know, if you take, you know, and certainly Bitcoin adds an interesting new element to this, particularly when you look at the age ranges that are involved in it. But if you take a typical college, like let's say you're 25 and you have $50,000 of loan debt, student loan debt, completely uncollateralized, they can't take away your education. Now, is the education worth anything? Like, you know, that's up for, you know, we don't need to go down that road. Obviously, we know it's not really worth all that much, but they can't really take that away. They can't really take much of anything else away because you don't have anything. The best that they can do is maybe wage garnishment, but at that point, that's even further incentive to get out of the fiat economy, or at least start hiding portions of your wealth outside of the fiat economy. And so that's just going to accelerate what we already know is coming.
It's
like,
and if it's not an incentive to get into crypto, then it is an incentive to shoot.
It might be both.
Yeah.
You could use the $600 to accomplish both in some senses.
Yeah.
Can I show you guys a good friend of ours, been on the podcast several times. You may want to mute yourself, so I'm just going to present this 2-minute clip to you. Maybe we can digest it briefly.
Sure. You know, you don't play games with this stuff. Kill the Chinese spies. Kill them now. I want them dead. No more games. I want Trump to issue death warrants now against all these people. I want them killed. I want them dead now. And that's not some big shoot my mouth off act tough thing. I'll bring them down on me for that, but I don't care. I will not sit here and watch this country gang raped and the planet gang raped while we bitch and complain that some old people might die of a weaponized pneumonia. Sorry, the Chi-Coms with the deep state launched it. Now, I'm not going to kill anybody because that's not my job. I'm just saying, when you sell bioweapon sequencing systems, you get your neck broken. Like that. We're supposed to be ahead of all of this stuff. All this you do is covert action. We don't have time. I mean, they'll do that with the Mexican Mafia or MS-13 and give them an acid bath. Why aren't we taking the gloves off and sending in the Army and the Marines to kill these people? Kill them. Kill them now. And again, it's just as simple. Why are we going to sit here and take bio attacks against our country? Why are we going to sit here and take an economic warfare attack with Democrats smiling?
I mean,
like the chest.
Listen.
So there's your, there's our friend there.
I mean, yeah.
Best friend.
I do, like, obviously.
Best friend. Yeah.
I'm trying to think about how to.
No, you can't. I mean, we could probably take it in parts if you want, but I really wanted to dissect this. It's fascinating.
Here, I think that the broader point, whether the specifics of sending the Army and Marines I'm not sure where, despite
to Eric Swalwell's apartment,
some of the logistical details that we may have to iron out down the road, let's set those aside. But I mean, I think he does have a fair point in that, like we were talking about last week, the power organizations that run much of the society here in America seem to be absolutely infested with Chinese agents. I mean, I don't think I don't think that that is an outrageously nationalistic right wing thing to say. I think that's pretty fucking obvious based on.
That was probably the most reasonable thing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, honestly,
that and the idea that we should kill foreign spies. I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. I will literally put my hand on the table, and anybody who has a problem with that can go and eat a dick. Yeah. We should definitely, in the most brutal way possible, kill foreign spies.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's kind of that's kind of the agreement they enter into.
Yeah. No. I mean, it for sure is. If
you collect intelligence, and if you're caught, you die.
Yep. You play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
That's right.
And I
don't know why we need the military for this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where that comes in. Again, these are details that we can iron out down the road. But I think the idea, watching news story after news story of Chinese communists turning up in power structures in the United States and nobody really doing anything
about
it is really crazy. It's not just infuriating. I think it's very telling.
Yes.
Because I think it's telling as to how infested it is. I don't think they can do anything.
I really think
it's more or less been overrun at this point. I honestly...
Money talks.
I know it's a little bit of a crazy thing to say, but I don't really... I almost think the United States government is a subsidiary of a propaganda arm of the CCP.
There are definitely a significant number of elements within it that are not working for this country, let's just say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now... that you could also juxtapose that with, like, let's say the stimulus bill, and that's an interesting thing. So then you say, well, what exactly is going on here? We're basically increasing hostility towards China. Now maybe China wants that. Who knows, but those two things are very interesting. Like, I don't know exactly how to square.
I could see them seeing us supporting their regional, actually not supporting us, going against their regional hegemony is kind of like an Afghanistan Soviet Union type deal where they want us to pour all like trillions of dollars into what is essentially China's main trade partner.
Yes, which is what I was saying before is, and I've done, so when I did my Uyghur research, one of the major things that you have to focus on is the Belt and Road Initiative, and specifically, and I forget the name of the organization now, I think it's called the Shanghai Five. But it might have more numbers to it now. At least three of the countries that you name are in the Shanghai Five. This group of economically tied country. I don't know
like
why. Yeah,
thing.
Like a Eurozone. Like China is starting to establish a China zone. I don't know why.
Is BRICS still a thing? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa?
I think
Africa?
That's in name alone. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm looking it up now. No, that's just a grouping title. Yeah, it's not a. It doesn't actually bind. It doesn't necessarily bind them together. Why? Because the People's Republic of China and the Republic of India are both on the same list. So that's how you know this is not teamwork.
This
is not teamwork.
Right. Sure.
Alex is pissed, and I kind of feel like I get it, and not even for Chinese spies.
Too, man.
Just like generally, like, just you look around and you go, I'm just kind of surprised more people aren't being killed. surprised.
Yeah, like when I get like, again, we're anarchists and whatever, and like I mean, I don't think the government should exist in the first place.
Wait, we're anarchists?
Yeah,
fuck.
Right. The prevailing
told me.
Concept. the prevailing concept is that, but at least in normie sphere and even in pretty extreme like 1776 group type people, like, is that the government, however small it should be, is there to provide for the people or to, like, you know, be servants of the people. And clearly it has just gone so awry. It's not just ignoring the people. It's actively serving interest against them. And we knew this, and you know, from various other things, drug war, and you can go down that road. But this is so absolutely blatant that it's like serving some foreign entity that is pretty bizarre. Like for example, the drug war isn't really serving a foreign entity. It's just cronyism. It's trying to extract wealth from everyone and feed it to the plutocracy or the oligarchy or whatever you want to call it. But this is just outright sending money to foreign nations over our own citizens who we've been prevented to
work. I don't
want to
belabor the good point that you made, but I do want to make an addendum. The drug war definitely helps foreign countries because we are killing ourselves. We are ruining our economy. I don't want to belabor that point, but there's that too.
Yeah.
Like, even on top of everything else, there's that too. Carr, with this bronchitis, I can't read this full article, nor do I want to, but maybe you don't have the New York Times. Just in brief, I just want to mention, just to get everybody else even more infuriated, the coronavirus is mutating.
Yeah, I saw that. Over in Britain, right?
We have got two countries. So in Britain and in South Africa, there are two similar variants, but they are separate variants. The virus is 90% has been found up to 90% of genetic sequences of those who've been analyzed in South Africa since mid-November. So in South Africa, it's starting to cook into a different thing. UK, I am glad to see that. Well, maybe I'm not glad to see it because I don't even know if this fucking thing is real. I am glad to see that the response now is just shut the fucking country down for everybody else. Like what we should have done with China to begin yeah. with. Oh, you got a crazy disease? Nobody's coming over until after that's yep. finished.
Pretty reasonable.
Maybe it would do something. I have no idea. My main concern is not whether or not it would do anything. My main concern is, oh, here's the new narrative spinning yeah. up for the next 2 months to occupy us until they get vaccine 2.0.
Yeah, it's just very tough to...
What if this is just a way to get everybody to get vaccinated for everything because now they go, now there's two completely separate strains, so even if you get your first vaccine, you got to get... Jesus. This is too much,
man.
It
is, dude.
It's all too much.
It's just...
We ain't even sending any money to Italy. This is the worst.
This is terrible. The Principality really of Hesse didn't get any.
Yeah, you saw that. Not a single dollar went to the Rhinelands, my friend.
No, nothing.
Not a buck. Oh, and then this I thought was quite interesting. Let me pull it right off of this bulletin board here. In the COVID-19 stimulus bill, something you missed, Carr, was that it's going to make illegal streaming a felony.
What? Really?
Yeah, yes, really. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. COVID-19 stimulus bill would... Carr, you read this one for me. Do me a huge favor here. You don't got to do the whole thing, but you'll get the point within a few seconds. It's nuts.
All right. We've got from HollywoodReporter.com, COVID-19 stimulus bill would make illegal streaming a felony. Congress looks to provide relief to U.S. citizens and small businesses, but the omnibus bill includes some legislative priorities for the entertainment industry as well. I saw that them mention the entertainment industry in the Zero Hedge article.
So stupid.
Providing relief via direct assistance and loans to struggling individuals and businesses hit hard by COVID-19 has been a priority. It's been less than 2 weeks since Senator Tom Tillis released his proposal to increase the penalties for those who would dare stream unlicensed works. In doing so, the North Carolina Republican flirted with danger. About a decade ago, Senator Amy Klobuchar made a similar proposal before it ended up dying as people worried about sending Justin Bieber to jail. Oh my God. It's got a link. It says no seriously. Holy shit. But Tillis' attempt has been winning better reviews for more narrowly tailoring the provisions toward commercial operators rather than users. That said, it's had very little time to circulate before evidently becoming part of the spending package. If passed, illegal streaming of works, including movies and music tracks, could carry a penalty of up to 10 years in jail. Jesus Christ.
You wouldn't stream an egg.
That's not.
I can't wait for somebody to get
into
the first firefight with a SWAT team for like... streaming The Mandalorian over Discord.
I literally was thinking about The Mandalorian and how Ace and I watch The Mandalorian every Friday and streaming illegally streaming it, and that's this is going to be fantastic for us. He's going to hear me getting swatted in the background.
That's not the only change to copyright law either. The spending bill also appears to adopt a long-discussed plan to create a small claims adjudication system within the U.S. Copyright Office. Man, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, more money to that nonsense.
Advocates have long sought to give copyright owners some recourse to infringement outside of the expensive federal court system, though the so-called CASE Act has engendered some pushback from those weary of throwing certain disputes to unaccountable bureaucracies working for an agency suspected of favoring industry. Some critics believe the alternative dispute system to be unconstitutional, though by making the system opt-in and non-compulsory, advocates hope that it will survive any legal challenge and ultimately lead to swifter resolution over takedown notices for copyright material posted online. The CASE Act previously passed the House by 410-6 vote before being blocked in the Senate by Ron Wyden.
Thank God for the Senate block. Seriously.
Yeah,
because,
and Ron Wyden has always been a big privacy guy, even though he's a Democrat from PNW. Among the other parts of the omnibus bill of interest to Hollywood is an extension of Section 181, a tax provision that allows for immediate deduction of television and film production costs up to $1,500.
That's great.
That incentive was that incentive was scheduled to expire at the end of the year, but would now get an additional 5 years.
By the way, Hollywood is not being taxed for the money it's receiving either, just so you know. So Israel and Hollywood, put them on the Israel and Hollywood, but not mom and pop.
Two of our favorite people.
No, I want to go back to.
I'm thinking of the Time magazine, Israel and Hollywood.
Yeah.
Damn. Who made it out best from the coronavirus? Israel, yeah. Hollywood, Pfizer, or Moderna?
I want to go back to something, though. Something kind of piqued my
curiosity. Bieber?
No. Though by making the system opt-in and non-compulsory, advocates hope that it will survive any legal challenge and ultimately lead to swifter resolution over
copyright. It's like this. You can opt in. You can opt into that dispute resolution system and be fine.
Uh-oh.
Or you can, yeah.
Or you can opt, yeah. Or you can opt out of life.
Yeah, it's essentially,
but
it's the moose mindset.
Yeah, you got a moose mindset. Yeah. You're not going
to. Look, yeah, you don't have to opt into it, but you're going to.
But you will. But you're going to.
Insane.
You know, they might be afraid.
We live in hell. Like, it's amazing how I'm crying to get back to 2016. It has quickly become hellish in the United States. Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with you, Aaron, and in some senses, I kind of agree that it's been fun, but it's been not fun.
Oh, I was saying
also.
2016
like, totally.
Was a fun year.
Oh, that was a great year. Just an amazing year.
But and even 2020, I mean, like I said, I'm doing all right. I can't really relate to you people.
You're developing
a
crack
addiction. You're suffering. Yeah, but I'm not suffering.
Yeah, you gotta get a lasso
today.
Around that crack addiction.
You know what? Maybe.
All right, I can tell you that.
Maybe when I have my first... like my when I'm really fucking jonesing for the first time, then that's when I'll be like, you know what, guys, this year sucks.
Okay. Yep.
When the crack runs out.
Yeah. You got to stop doing crack.
When the crack runs out. Yeah. That's a song. We could probably put a song together. That'd be good. Man. I mean, the best thing about this year was the launch of Timeline Earth for me. Other than that, it's been literally in the cave. It's miserable. It's terrible. I hate it. The worst.
We came out of the cave to launch a new podcast.
I'm about to go Marvin Heemeyer on the whole government if this continues for longer than a few months. Yeah. Like, seriously, I will buy a Volkswagen, fill it with fertilizer and other explosives, and blow myself up and end it all.
Sure.
Like
just
it.
Me.
In Minecraft.
Yeah. I'm not backing up from this.
You should bring a laptop in the Volkswagen.
You know,
illegally
if Bird can Fed post, why can't I drop N-bombs?
I rarely get to Fed bust.
God.
Sure, Bird can Fed post all he wants, but I drop one N bomb.
I drop
one. You got to stand outside the crack house for a while.
Yeah, 2 minutes. You get a 2 minute timeout.
Guys, I've got an off topic question for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was making breakfast this morning, as I do.
Okay.
On occasion. Often I won't eat until lunch or after lunch, but this morning I woke up. I was very, very hungry. I don't know why. I was wondering, what's each of y'all's favorite breakfast?
Oh, my God. What a great question.
Isn't that?
What a switch up.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Man, I really got to think about that.
Yeah, think about it. Take your time. I'm going to tell you what mine is, and you can think on it.
IHOP stuffed French toast.
I don't like French toast.
What a fucking donger. He just smacked it out of the park.
Nah, I don't agree that he did. I just caught it.
Wow.
Web gem.
You caught that one? Damn.
Web gem. Stole the
you know what?
Run. Stole the donger.
I'm going to go and heat up some of this French toast right now. Come get. You want some, Aaron?
Yeah, don't fire up that
microwave. It's already starting. It's already going.
I do.
I don't want to smell it.
All right, Carr. Is that
legitimately yours? Aaron?
Yes, it is. And it's because I very rarely go to an IHOP, but when I do, it's always just like the best thing that's ever touched my mouth.
You decide to order
10 o'clock.
Barf on a plate.
I'm going to go in a complete opposite direction from the two of you.
What do you
got? I already know. No, Carr, you got to do yours. Give me yours.
All right. So I like to keep it simple. So I like a meat and then I like eggs. And more specifically,
yes, you do.
I like bacon or a sausage breakfast patty and eggs sunny side up with salt and pepper on them. And
sunny side up?
Oh, yeah, baby. That's my egg right there.
You ever be daring and flip that sunny side over once?
I do on occasion, but I just like the sunny side up, man. I don't like it over easy as much
really?
As I like the sunny
Do you
side
do it runny?
Man, I like an over.
Medium or hard?
Yeah, run. Yeah. Oh, yeah, runny.
Yeah. If you're doing a sunny side, you got to go very runny. You got to go.
Yeah.
Running.
Oh, yeah. It's going running for sure.
Yeah.
Now, here's
the problem. It's got to be raw. Basically, practically raw.
Here's part of the problem with that for me. And that is that I am constantly in search of an item to mop up that runny yolk with because there's only so much mopping you can do with the bacon or the sausage
toast.
I know. And I don't really like bread and stuff in my morning time.
I see. So you're looking for the carb. I'm looking for the sponge carb.
We are fundamentally incompatible.
Literally incompatible.
I'm getting angry.
I'll tell you what.
Well, I know that.
I was thinking about breakfast. Building. I'm trash, and I admit it. The Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich, sausage, egg, and cheese is the best.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Well, that's interesting. I do like biscuits.
Oh, biscuit it up, brother. That's the one. And you can make your own, and it only takes like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Man, maybe.
Wow, did I just claim it only takes 30 minutes to make biscuits? I'll prove it to you.
We're going to get
the Southerners
so
in the audience just left.
Yeah.
They were like, fuck you, there's no way.
Yeah, you fuck, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's no
way. I can make grits. I could do grits.
But you can't mop those. You can't mop with that. In fact, grits need to be mopped. Usually with
grits
shrimp,
would add
in my
to the
opinion.
Problem, is what I'm understanding now. That would add to the problem instead of the cornerstone of breakfast.
Okay.
Hot black coffee, and I will accept no substitute.
Black coffee, yep. Any sugar?
Hot black coffee.
All right, you just with redeemed sugar? Yourself. I'm happy again.
But wait, hold on.
No sugar.
Black nothing?
None.
No.
Nothing?
Just black
hot
coffee.
What is the blend of coffee you're drinking?
It doesn't matter.
That's sick. That's sick to me. That's like those guys who go, whiskey's my favorite liquor, and then they wince when they drink it, but they feel better.
No, man. I like, there are nights where I lie awake at night, excited, too excited to go to sleep because I'm looking forward to the coffee.
If you had a really high quality blend, I get it. But if you're like Folgering it, that's like...
Oh, dude, I'll Folger it up.
Wow, it's so bitter.
Oh, it's so good.
You like that bitterness, huh?
Yes, I do.
So what is the bitterness? So obviously, before I get to mine, because this is...
It's all those antioxidants and lack of fat.
Fat is good for your brain.
Fat is good for you. That's where I get...
Extremely good for your brain.
That's where the bacon comes
in. He's eating meat for that. Yeah, you're eating the meat for that. Yeah. I mean, listen, I will always stand against the black coffee people because I think a lot of it is posturing. But Carr, I know you're not posturing, so I really legitimately want to ask you here. What the hell is taking that bitterness away?
Nothing. I love it.
And yet, when you sip the coffee and then you go for that piece of bacon, orange. I get that. But egg and coffee, that I'm not so sure about.
Oh, dude.
Good? Man.
It's posturing because you have to acquire that taste.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's like when you first acquire the taste for beer.
I think maybe that's what it is.
Like, beer's disgusting when you first start drinking it.
So,
and then you don't want to have anything
else. Never thought about that.
But now if I did that, and I was like, not only do I drink black coffee, but I drink this specific Indonesian blend, everybody would call me a loser.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
It's because you're from New York.
Yeah, that's because you're a loser
posturing.
For other reasons.
That's fair. Well, we're all losers right now.
We're all addicted to crack in the Bronx. So yeah, by definition, yeah.
Okay, Carr, that's good. Aaron, what are you drinking in breakfast?
Same thing, black coffee.
I've got a question for you, Aaron. Oh, wait, did you say orange juice?
Yeah, like,
hell yeah.
Just like really fucking gut out my stomach with all the acidity.
Ugh,
yes.
Yeah, I don't like orange
juice. Wow, now, Carr, you're taking the anti-orange juice stance?
I'm not a big fan of orange juice, man.
Oh my God. This is,
but here,
I love
I got
how this is not at all a Christmas topic, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I got a question for you, Aaron. Here, I will make one exception for additives in my coffee, other than liquor, obviously. When it's incredibly hot out, I want to drink iced coffee, which is not often, but every now and then, like in Texas, at times you will wake up and it's already 80 goddamn degrees and you're like, I can't with the hot coffee this morning. I will put cream in it every now and then. Is that something you do?
When I get coffee at like a shop, like at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or whatever, and I'm getting iced coffee, I'll put things
in it. Okay, me too. I don't know why that is.
That's the only time that I
Why do we do that?
Put things in my coffee.
Well, because frankly, because the coffee's
because we don't
want to
pay $5 for black
coffee.
Okay,
that's probably it.
When we can pay
$6
for other things in that coffee.
True. Okay, that's
my
satisfactory.
My mind is a little blown here. I love your orange juice pick, Aaron, but I will seriously moose you if you get this wrong. Pulp, no pulp, lots of pulp.
No pulp.
Moose.
You suck. Loser. You
Even
suck.
I didn't answer that question.
You drink your black coffee and you skeeve at pulp? Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just not a pulp.
I love pulp.
I don't know. It's the consistency.
Yes.
I can't. I mean, I can. If I'm at a restaurant and they give me my orange juice with pulp in it, like, I'm not going to complain. Like, orange juice is orange juice, but at the store, I'll get no
pulp. Put an orange in that glass. That's it. So, Carr, I was saying I was the Jim Ross on the last episode, you being the face, Aaron being the heel. I developed that thought a little further with the help of a couple of friends on the internet, including Eric Lepree. Shout out to you. We put it together that Carcampet, I'm thinking you might be Bret Hart.
Okay.
You might be our Bret Hart, right? And I'm thinking Aaron might be our Shawn Michaels, and I'm thinking I'm the Vince McMahon.
I think you're Vince McMahon. I can get into that.
So what I'm saying is, I'm going to try and really win the crowd over here with my breakfast pick. Because as Vince McMahon, everybody really hates me behind the scenes, I'm strutting and stuttering. But I gotta really win this here. Here's my favorite breakfast. And I actually thought about this because not Jimmy Dean sandwiches, but if I have a cold slice of pizza, that's the winner.
That's your
breakfast.
Favorite.
That's probably my favorite breakfast is a cold
that's
slice.
That's a heel move.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That is a heel move.
And I mean this, and I'm saying this with 100% sincerity. The cold slice, first of all, wins me most of the listeners, I'm sure, but is also legitimately better than most other breakfasts. And I'm putting it down there.
I
taking a hit of the crack. One. Actually, you know what? You're lucky I didn't put a pizza in that microwave there.
I enjoy the cold slice.
Yeah, it's so good.
Me too.
It's just something about that cold cheese.
Yeah.
Something about that cold cheese.
It does it. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll have a pizza at night, and I'll leave it out on the cutting board, and I'll just swing by on my way to the coffee pot, grab a piece, throw it in the mouth, wash it down with some hot black coffee.
Oh, I don't know about the coffee, but... Well, actually, you know what? I can't say no to that necessarily. I'm a terrible coffee. I'm going to get completely roasted here. Here's me losing the crowd again. My coffee is caramel-colored, and it has a shit ton of not only sugar... I won't do sugar. I do stevia. So I don't even put sugar in it. I put a fake fucking type of sugar in it. And guess what?
Now,
on top of
what
that,
do you cut it with?
I'm just not Well, hold on. I'm not just putting milk or cream. I actually have Coffee Mate vanilla cream.
Wow.
Actually, it's Italian vanilla because you know how I like to keep it. That goes in there, man. And it is the color of the beaches of Sicily. And it tastes like the sweetness of the kiss of a beautiful woman. And I'm
you have
smiling.
A do you drink very feminine coffee.
I do not drink coffee every morning
because that is exactly what
I
my
certainly
girlfriend
do,
does.
And that's why the ladies love me.
They love you because
yes,
they understand.
And that's why all the lady listeners.
You got small hands.
Yes, that's why all the lady listeners be in my DMs.
Small hands and white.
Small hands
feet.
And white coffee.
Small feet too. Small hands and white coffee. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say, Mike.
That's a good dating profile handle right there.
Dude, the lady, listen. As long as the TLE ladies are on my side, I'm okay. Here's the thing.
The TLE lady.
It's not two. We have two, okay, Kari? We have two. And if the elf is listening, we technically have three.
She's not.
I guess.
Okay.
She's not. Yeah, you're right. Not after what we put her through.
She's pretty steamed up over the whole burning down the building and not really caring about her incident, as she puts it.
I would not say I take my coffee Caucasian, though. No way.
Okay.
It's not that light. No way. But it is definitely not black coffee. And I will stand by it.
Mine is crawling out of the south side of the Sahara Desert, my friend.
Yep.
Dude, I'm Shan. You probably can. Mm-hmm. You can drink it, and your tongue curls up. And I'm sure you love that.
I do. It's good.
I feel like I learned a lot more about my co-host today than I figured I was going to.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was pretty good. I did not expect some breakfast talk there. Now I'm hungry.
I'm
in the orange.
That's the other thing about breakfast food is I can eat it basically any time of day.
Okay, so let's switch it from breakfast since we're doing this to what the actual day is. Happy day before Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all the listeners. The most important question, of course, is what's on the Christmas table. We did this for Thanksgiving, where we always talk about what we put on. But, like, what is the star of the show for the Christmas table? Car?
Spiral ham. Moose.
Moose. Oh, yeah, moose. Aaron just swooped in and moosed it with the spiral ham.
Take the microphone.
Wow. So, well, hold on now, because Aaron just brought up a real winner here. With the pineapple?
Absolutely. Pineapple.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, Car, you.
We didn't really have a huge... I wish I had a better...
You didn't have a Penn Dutch Christmas tradition?
See, we would often go to
Oh, that's right, yes.
And my dad's side of the family is just, for lack of a better word, it's a mess. So a lot of the time...
Okay, all right. There's no real, cultural unity in that particular spot?
I wish there was more. I wish there was more. But, it's my mom's side is a little bit more cohesive. And mm-hmm. so we would go up to, yeah, to her side, who is Catholic.
Oh, that's in Jersey, right?
Yeah. And they,
is that in Jersey?
Yeah. And my uncle, my mom, my Jersey City, my mom's brother married an Italian. So I probably, there's probably a lot of similarities in what a,
we're everywhere.
So okay. We would go to her.
So house. You don't really, so then, let me put it to you then, Carr, let's do this. You got spiral ham and you got what I put on the table every Christmas, which is, and I'm not going to pronounce it in the way, I put pernil on the table. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So it's roast pork butt.
Okay.
So it's a slow roasted marinated pork leg. You do pork butt, pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Sofrito, cook it with sofrito, put a little oregano, some adobo. It makes the best leftovers. And then you crisp the skin with oil and then you shred it.
Yes, I'm in.
And that's what you have.
I'm into that, yeah.
So you got the spiraled ham or the pernil.
No, I'll go with yours.
What are you choosing?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
Moosed.
Yeah, now we did honey-baked ham every
Moosed
now
on Christmas. But, yeah. Oh, I love Ham's it. Good. I love ham, man. I really love ham.
It's good for sandwiches, too. Ham is so leftovers. Good.
Shout out to ham. We are making people so hungry. I'm sorry that today is not Christmas Eve when you're probably going and hopefully seeing your family members. Please see your family members. Please.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Not more than 8 people, of course. Yeah, yeah, so... I'm really looking forward to the Christmas cooking. It's probably my favorite part of Christmas. I'm not a big gift exchanger.
No, I would rather just spend my time in the kitchen with everybody drinking wine and cooking. Honestly, I would rather.
Isn't that the best? Isn't that the best? Yep, me too.
I have too many siblings to like.
Do you? Oh, I don't even know if I knew how many siblings you had. I never even thought about it.
I got well, they're all half. I'm the only child from my parents, but I got four siblings on my dad's side and two on my mom's.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. And that's like, a big-ass family.
You know, we're all, like, just good. Like, we all like each other and get along and, you know, see each other.
How do they feel about your crack addiction?
So, they're not happy about it, but you know what? It's my choice. It's my life. I'm an adult.
It's my body, my choice. There you go. There it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Did you guys get did we get Christmas presents for one another? I didn't.
No,
I don't have
nothing,
anything for
sorry.
You guys. Sorry.
Your Christmas present is the wow. presence Mary of my confidence.
Is that what it is?
Yep. You're welcome.
Well, there you go. Merry Christmas. You know, hopefully next year. Do you think I put a video up on Twitter. You know the guy who's strutting in the Plague Doctor uniform?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Man. The Plague Doctor, and he's just... So Google, go on your Google machine and search GIF Plague Doctor walking, and you'll probably find it immediately. Oh, yeah, it's this one. It's a GIF of a guy, and he's really strutting. I put this up online, right?
Okay.
And I put it in the chat so you can see it, and it'll be in the description as well. And it's just a GIF of a little
I did see that.
Guy in a Plague Doctor.
Yeah,
he's
really
strutting.
Down there.
He's really going
it.
For
That's
it.
That's great.
I put this on Twitter. I put that up and I was like, when kids finally go back to school in 2072 or something like that.
That's good.
So I'm wondering, do you think by next Christmas we'll actually be able to have a normal Christmas?
Yeah.
I want to take and for the listeners, next week is the Gluey Awards,
which
we do every year, which I have to really re-listen to our old episode because I don't remember who we gave half of the shit that
we're
going
to have to go through and take notes.
Like, Stefan Molyneux blasted us into, like, success in 2019. Yes. 2020, I don't really particularly remember. Now we're going to do 2021. And one of the things, we'll do it now instead of then, is when is this going to end? So do you think we'll have a Christmas by next year? It's terrible that you can't answer that immediately.
Yeah, I know. Is that part of the official glue?
I can make it part of the official glue. I just want to know what your thoughts were.
I think we're going to have a normal Christmas.
I hope so. I hope so.
I mean, a lot of us are having a normal
Christmas. Well, I meant royal we. Because, make something of your Christmas anyway.
I think so, man. I
hope so.
I can't imagine. If you had told me 8 months ago where we'd be, I'd never believe you. But I can't imagine that they can pull this for another. I just don't think functionally they can do this for another year. I don't think that can happen. Although, shit, man, they keep coming out and talking about like how they won't be done. They won't have everybody vaccinated that wants to get vaccinated until like early fall. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah, So I went and got my. I got a COVID test.
Antibody or regular?
Rapid. Just rapid test. And I... Oh, God, what was I saying? Oh, And I was sitting in the doctor's office, and I'm watching the TV, which is on and obviously on the news. And with a straight face, I don't know if I tweeted this or not, but with a straight face, CNN, they go, Andrew Cuomo is complaining about the states not getting enough money in the stimulus package, and there's not enough vaccine support and things like that. And then they go on to say vaccines will become available to, like, Andrew Cuomo and his staff and things like that within the next few weeks. And the larger majority of the New York population is expected to get their vaccinations by I think they said by the early summer, which is like, what?
It seems like, what is that even so far mean? With 6 months? Like, I mean, that's 6 months away. It's the winter solstice right now. The first day of summer, my birthday, is in 6 months. And they're saying early summer. So it's 6 months at a minimum. Like, that's insane.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it just doesn't. And also why he can get it right away. Andrew Cuomo. Well, Andrew Cuomo needs it because he needs to be fit and healthy for his new job as Attorney General of the United States of America. That's why. Yeah. That's why. Jeez. But yeah, we by the summer, hopefully we'll be out of the woods on this nonsense. But I don't know.
I literally heard Fauci say early fall.
Early fall?
I heard him say like late summer to early fall.
Dude. This is nuts. Yeah. It's just crazy.
I don't know if there's anything more to say about that until more news breaks. But I mean, just the whole thing. It's just, you know, whatever.
It's crazy. I like banging my head against the wall when I'm talking about delicious food.
A lot of fun.
It's good. Good stuff.
I've got two more little brief news items that I'd like to cover.
Oh, hell yeah.
The first one, I don't have a whole lot of information on, but solar winds. We all familiar with that?
When you, like, blast a fart in space?
Yeah, yep.
Did that one get you?
Yeah, good. Just knocked me. It was like a quick jab that knocked me like a little bit dizzy for a second. I had to.
Aaron, I hear you're not laughing, but I see you're lighting up that pipe. Fair enough. Oh, fine. Man.
SolarWinds was the IT company that got hacked, I guess, that was in charge of protecting the U.S. Yes. Treasury's information.
Oh, never mind. Yes. I thought you were talking about actual SolarWinds.
They're getting sued.
So, Berg, Craig's a dumbass joking. You think I'm talking about actual... This has literally been, like, front and center on the news. We run a podcast, guys, like, on current events.
SolarWinds, like, I don't know. Do we run a podcast on current events? God damn it, when did we do that?
Yeah, recently.
SolarWinds. Yeah, they're getting sued to shit, right?
I don't know. I have no idea what the hell's going to happen on it. I just wanted to keep it in the public consciousness because apparently some more news broke on it, like how they got hacked again or something like that. Now they're trying to blame Russia. I don't know. The whole thing's a fucking mess. But
Yeah. Well, this is why I put up the bulletin board. I do actually have an article about SolarWinds.
Oh, okay.
So it was a bunch of places that got hacked. U.S. Cyber Command, National Security Agency, Secret Security Service.
Is that like when you blast a fart in space?
In space, yes.
That was a joke that you said pretty recently on this podcast.
I don't remember.
There's a moose noise is going off right now, and you know it. the software called Orion had a malicious code in it, and it was made by the company SolarWinds.
What if I had just said yes and just casually moved to the next point?
I would be running the outro. Be like, good, we're done. Good, nice.
All right, two hands on the wheel, everyone.
Dude, I love this. Is the quote from Microsoft? This attack is remarkable for its scope, sophistication, and impact. Guys, they attacked Microsoft Office.
Guys, man, I'm sure that was a doozy.
They got through with Microsoft 365. Wow. Is how they hacked you, your company, and it wasn't just them. Canada, Mexico, Belgium, Spain, the United Kingdom, Israel, the United Arab Emirates.
They all got hacked or they were part of the hacking?
They all got hacked.
Oh, wow.
They all got hacked.
Imagine bothering...
And along with private companies.
Imagine bothering private, to hack Canada. Like, what are you going to do over there?
Or Belgium.
Yeah.
What do they got?
Belgium. Let's go
what
get
they got? What do they have? I don't know. Yeah, it's... what information has been stolen? This hack was so big in scope that even our cybersecurity experts don't have a real sense of what, in the terms of depth... Breadth, is the intrusion itself, said Stephen Lynch of the House of Representatives. Yeah, girth, that's right. Thomas Ridd of the John Hopkins Center Cybersecurity Division says it was likely the hackers harvested a vast quantity of data that they themselves don't even know what to do with yet.
So they were just like paid. Cope. They were just just bounty hunter type guys.
Yeah, probably. And what's his name? The walrus in office?
I am the walrus.
Not the orange one. Fuck. Mike Pompeo.
Okay.
He's going, Russia did it. No evidence. None. Yeah. Russia did it.
Of course.
Why? How does anybody know this? Trump was silent for like a week and a half, didn't say anything about it. And then he came out the other day and he said, I think it's China. It's probably China. So we're done. We're bumbling our security state, the security state that I am currently utilizing in order to be safe enough from foreign entities to buy Bitcoin in peace. That security agency is not doing well.
No.
Not doing well at all.
Not healthy.
And then Adam Schiff, of course, has to come in. Adam, you remember Adam Schiff?
That guy is
the guy who literally looks like a giant baby.
Weapons grade retail.
Another day, another scandalous betrayal of our national security by this president. He said because Donald Trump took 2 days to respond. Russia let me is bring the priority
you back,
chance.
Let me bring you back all of
bring
3 years ago.
Yeah.
To when the Vault 7 leaks came up.
Yes.
And do you remember?
Oh, I forgot about Vault 7.
Yeah, you remember how in Vault 7 they specifically made a program that allowed you to mimic malware that can be traced from any country you want, basically.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Huh. Wait, they made them.
That was
wait,
a big deal.
They
were talking about that.
So I don't remember this. So you're saying they made a malware that masks itself as you can be it masking itself as if it's from any other country?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Like what a VPN does.
Yeah, basically. I mean, like it was like it's like you could make the virus look like it came from anywhere. I remember that now. And that was a big deal because they were like, oh yeah, it could.
Yeah, when you look at the coding of the virus, like each piece of malware, like each malware program has like certain fingerprints that allow investigators to say, okay, this probably originated from Pakistan. Okay, this originated from China, whatever. So they made a program that allows malware producers to go over their code and give it characteristics.
Yeah, just mimic the fingerprints.
Really,
of
any
other
country you want.
So yeah, there really is no way to know.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a big deal. They were talking about that in like the mainstream news. They were like, oh yeah, this could because I think it's part of like the Russia hype train. Because
I think it's China.
Yeah, I think it's China. It's China. I think it's China.
Probably China.
Because wasn't that in pairing with like Guccifer or whatever that hacker is who's like in some Slavic country and they were like
I forgot about Guccifer.
It could be from Russia because it could be masked or something. I don't know. Anyway, probably
it could be from Russia because the guy has links to Slavic YouTube channels.
I think it could be from Russia because all these Cold War era missiles are already pointed in that direction. Says lazy silo operator.
That's exactly what's going on, and you know it. Oh man, I don't understand why it has to be a foreign government. You know what I mean? Like, why can't it just be some shithead in the basement like it was the last time?
Yeah,
or not the.
Yeah, what if it was actually? What if it was Trump? I think it was China. They trace it right back to the Oval Office.
Steve, you're not going to believe this. I went on the Humble Bundle website. They're for $20. They're selling hacking tutorials for $20. I bought a hacking tutorial, Steve. I hacked the U.S. government, Steve. There's nothing they can do to stop me. I can't be impeached. They're going to have to arrest me. But they can't, Steve. They can't do it. And I hacked the government, Steve.
That conversation. I still imagine that him and Steve Bannon are like on the phone constantly, like all the time.
Yeah, just like
what do you know now, Don? I'll tell you what I learned. Guccifer.
Guccifer. You can
call
mask
me
it from anywhere.
We're on a public line, you dunce. Call me Guccifer.
from anywhere, Steve. Anywhere.
I could be anywhere. Look, I just changed my VPN. Where am I now? It says Pakistan, boss. Yeah, and look what I did. Now it says Florida. Isn't that amazing?
That's seriously. This is. I wish this is what was going on.
it might be for all we know.
I wish.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I feel like I'm being psychologically damaged by all of this, and I'm not sure why.
Fucking mind.
Not sure why.
That's for sure.
Not sure why.
One more item relevant to the Bitcoin world.
Pull that little sticky down.
Pull that down. Popular hardware wallet manufacturer Ledger.
Oh yeah,
and all
I know nothing about this. So go from the beginning if you can.
Not just you, but a parade of idiots on my timeline don't know anything about it either. And so I wanted to just clear it up. And I also wanted to just make a statement that, like, for anybody who is a gun person out there who is not a Bitcoin person, Think about how easy it is to spot non-gun people trying to talk like they know guns. That's what it looks like when you're talking about Bitcoin and you obviously don't know anything about Bitcoin. And let me tell you, the timeline was ridiculous for a couple days following this.
This is why you have your show, man, so you can clear this shit.
I know.
So you can clear the whole universe.
It's just outrageous.
So from the beginning, and also make sure that you frame this telling from the perspective of someone like me who owns a ledger.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Okay.
Because I really want to know what I'm at risk for. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
I want to
know. Okay. So what this was not, a hack of an exchange, a hack of the actual Bitcoin network. It was not those things, period. It also was not a hack of your actual ledger device. No Bitcoin was stolen in this entire thing. What this was a hack of a company that could happen to anyone in Bitcoin or outside of Bitcoin that compromised the names and addresses of everybody that purchased the product. That's all this was. Now, in the realm of Bitcoin, that's very dangerous because having a home address of an asset that is not backed by like FDIC, you know, people aren't going to bail you out if they lose it or if you lose it. The quote unquote, you know, the proverbial $5 wrench attack. Somebody breaks into your house and beats you with a wrench until you give them your private
keys. There was a literal, I don't know if that was real or fake, but there's a story about that. Somebody threatens somebody else. Oh, yeah. Physically threatens somebody else and said, I know how much Bitcoin you have. I know where you are. And I'm going to come and beat you to death with a wrench.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It happens a lot. I mean, there's, I think Jameson Lopp holds like BitcoinThreat.com or something like that, listing all of the known physical confrontations that have occurred over Bitcoin in that manner. So for Ledger to be that irresponsible with the data, A, to be irresponsible, B, just not delete it. Like, that's the sort of data that you should be just getting rid of. You should not be logging consumer addresses and stuff like that and keeping the log. Like, you have to ship the device. I get it. But there's no reason for you to keep
that. So question then, Carr. I do not remember giving Ledger my address.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, did they ship it to your house?
Well, I'm saying I don't, like, where did I order it from? Does that matter? Or is it anyone, anywhere? Like, for instance, what if I got it on Amazon? Does Ledger have my address?
I don't know.
But you do know that anywhere that if somebody bought from Ledger directly.
Yes.
Then for sure.
You should assume that you've been compromised. I don't know if they got every actual log file, but you should assume. You should operate under the assumption that that it is known that you bought one. Now, here's what they don't have in terms of my understanding. I don't think that they leaked any like extended public addresses or anything like that. Although Ledger could have those, especially if you have not configured your device to speak directly to your own node. So it's not like people have your address and then know how much Bitcoin you have. I don't think I would have to look into it further, but I think that they just know that you bought a Ledger device. And if you bought a hardware wallet, the odds are you probably own more Bitcoin than people that haven't bought a hardware wallet. I mean, just broadly speaking, that's not necessarily true because a lot of people will not.
I was going to say, anybody who's coming to my house to come and beat me to death with a wrench for my Bitcoin, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Yeah, I promise. Yeah.
But anyway,
the wrench is more expensive than the amount of Bitcoin, I'm sure.
Well, in any case, I just wanted to clear that up. And
that's good to know.
So, yeah, no exchanges were hacked in this particular instance. Your Ledger device was not hacked in this particular instance. And the Bitcoin network suffered no failures or anything like that.
So the big fear is if I hacked into this network and I know you purchased a Ledger Nano S, I know exactly where it was shipped to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That's it. So,
what do you do about that? Nothing, right? This literally, I mean, just have a gun, and if somebody knocks on your door, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, going forward, you know, it's one of those things like ship it to a PO box, or you know, take some precautions like that because some of these dipshit companies just do not act with the care and prudence that they should. And Ledger apparently is one of those companies.
Well, I know who I'm getting a wrench for Christmas.
Yourself to beat back the $5 wrench attack.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm getting me a wrench.
Yeah. What beats wrench like in a rock, paper, stronger. Scissors?
A gun. I wish I had one.
Rock, paper, gun.
Yeah, rock, paper, yeah. Hammer, ultimately, wrench, I, you know, that was what I saw. Is I saw that guy who was like, I know where you are. I'm going to beat you to death with a wrench if you don't give me all your Bitcoin. I was like, why would you tell somebody?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they probably have a gun.
Yeah, and particularly if they're a Bitcoiner. Bitcoiners tend to be pretty.
Right. Fast. It's not a smart group of people to mess around with and like by telling them.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. the element of surprise.
Just go and do it. Just go and do it. Just go beat the guy to death. Take his Bitcoin. Just do it. Stop talking about it. My God.
We got
if we
else,
had more people willing to beat other people to death, I think we would live in a better place. I don't, yeah, and there's nothing else. Car, drive us out of here. All
right, if there's nothing else, there's nothing else. I guess, guys, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you for the glueys. Keep two hands on the wheels.
Merry Christmas.
Go fuck yourself.